from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in to the slowest sports day of the year. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass. What did you just show, Heather?
I don't know what you're doing. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
How much did you play the game yesterday?
I didn't think we were starting this way. Why do you ask, John?
Well, I ask because you reposted. Now, I'm going to go back.
Oh, this is okay. Not going to be good. I'm getting called out like 1 minute into the show.
July 15. This is the post by one Jim Costa taking the Cabana Fit to the sideline.
Yeah.
And you posted the Hawaii helmet, which the matte finish I think is sweet. I like the matte finish in almost every helmet. But next to it, you post your Cabana picture.
Mm-hmm. One of your faves.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't either.
Please utilize the buttons.
I was going to say, I don't remember
Remember
shirt being
open.
So open. And I thought maybe that was Photoshopped.
Who would Photoshop that, though?
I don't know.
Who would want to sit there and...
Yeah, I don't remember it being so...
I mean, and then
so
you zoom
open.
In, right, yeah. I mean, you got the chest hair flying.
Surprised we don't see the belly button.
The belly button is covered up.
It's covered. But just barely.
Yeah.
You can't leave something to the imagination.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I wonder what's there.
Is it an innie or an outie?
Good morning, Mr. Costa.
Good morning.
How much did you actually play yesterday?
Yeah. So I thought you were pulling up something else. So if you follow...
I do follow
the thread.
Okay, yeah. So okay, I see your season. You're 6-6.
That's a whole season in the books.
Yeah. Did you make a bowl game?
No.
What you should have at 6-6.
No, because their schedule this year features two FCS opponents. So if you beat two FCS opponents, it's not the same as all the other 6-6.
Yeah, but what's your academic rating? I mean, you could get in with that, right?
Evidently, we weren't smart enough, John. We did not make a bowl game at 6-6 on
the
island.
That's right. Your campus life is your big selling point.
Yeah, our only thing is we have the beach.
Academic life.
Did you see the beach?
Oh my goodness!
There's a Pacific Ocean over there. So yeah, I got a season in the books, and weirdly enough, I did not know we were going to start this way because I don't think people are that invested. But weirdly enough, John, I was offered a head coaching job at the end of that 6-6 season.
Oh, really?
And I bolted for the mainland.
Oh, so you're actually going to be... we have a great drop for this.
We are Marshall. We have a drop. This will be great.
We do have a drop because you are now the head coach of the Thundering Herd, which is obviously Marshall.
Mm-hmm. the infamous movie.
Uh-huh.
I am Marshall to some. Yes. We are Marshall to most.
So you bolted.
I bolted. First chance to be a head coach. Now the program's in some turmoil. A lot of guys transferring out. We got to really strip it down to the studs and build it up. But I'm excited, John.
So in one day, you played an entire college football season.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
And now, give or take. Now you are off... to Marshall to be the head coach. I mean, tomorrow, will you have another season in the books today?
I do need to slow down. I mean, there's stuff around the house that's got to get done. I do have to be a productive adult, husband, human being, all of those things.
But the same colors. Green and white.
Yes.
glad you recognize.
Michigan State next?
Hey, if they offer the job.
That would be an upgrade for Marshall.
Just keep going up.
Yep. Randy Moss, OC.
That's right. Byron Leftwich getting him back involved in the NIL. We're doing everything we can.
Yeah. You're continuing to talk about springboard jobs.
That's right. Chet Pennington's kid did hit the portal, though. We lost him, so it's tough.
You lost the legacy?
I know.
Oh,
I know, John.
Man.
That means they don't like you.
Well, I don't have any reputation. I'm a know-nothing 6-6 coordinator from Hawaii. I mean, they're like, who the hell is this guy? So most of the guys left the program, and we are left to pick up the scraps and the scrambles. I've been trying everything I can to get the program off the ground, and that is the next journey.
Do you think you can get into the playoff as the one of the group of five teams?
So it's funny. I did check because of our conversation the other day. There were two group of five teams that made the simulated playoff.
Who?
Well, because everybody in Jim Costa's simulated college football game, everybody gets a seat at the table.
I don't make the rules. These aren't my teams. The games get played in the background while you're playing your games. And there were two of them. One of them was North Texas, who just had a magical fairy tale season, and the other was like 11-1 Nevada. Yeah. Now Michigan struggled.
Now we know we're in virtual.
Yeah. Michigan struggled though. They beat Texas and started 1-2, and then they didn't make the college football playoff.
They beat Texas,
but they started 1-2. Which
they
means,
lost to Fresno and Arkansas State.
Yes, John.
And Nevada goes 11-1. What is this video game?
So clearly, some things need to be tweaked.
You talk about some glitches. They beat Texas. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that they, you know, hey, I know Fresno is better than Bowling Green, and it's a tougher start. But they lose to Fresno. They beat Texas with Quinn Ewers and that offense.
I'm with you, dude.
And then they lose to Arkansas State.
Do you want to know who won the national title? Any guesses?
If you tell me Nevada, I quit.
It was not Nevada.
I don't know.
It was a Big Ten rematch in the national title, which get to real sports could actually happen. No, Iowa didn't make the playoff.
OSU over Oregon?
Other way around. The Ducks win the national title head-to-head against the Ohio State Buckeyes in the national championship. Now, that could actually happen.
It could, and everybody could celebrate an Ohio State loss.
They're playing in the regular season, so did they play again in the Big Ten title game?
I did not check that. Which is three
matchups.
It could happen three times.
You didn't check. Like, what were you doing?
I was getting my house in order.
You're 6-6?
Yeah, I had to get my...
Getting your 6-6 season underway?
Which is Greg's criticism of me, which is slow down, savor this, enjoy this, check the storylines week to week, really immerse yourself in the experience. I just was excited because I wanted to see what jobs would open up at the end of the season, and lo and behold, there it is, the thundering herd, the Marshall program awaits.
Who replaced you? Taking over a 6-6 program, you don't care who replaces you.
They don't have the names of the coaches in the games.
Oh,
so I could give you a name, it wouldn't mean anything. It'd be a user or not user, like computer generated name. Anyway, this is not how I intended the show to start. But thank you for asking. It's been going swellish.
Yeah,
really immersing myself as best I can. Ticket Texter says, John, you're in the minority. Everyone is playing this game. It isn't nerdy. It's mainstream. John's just out of the loop.
I don't care to be in the loop. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information.
I'll read one more. This one says, surprise the make-believe Marshall team didn't just fold the football program instead of offering make-believe cookies the job. John in Lake Oregon.
Yeah, that's our best option. We're just going to fold the program.
You think they survived a tragedy, which I don't want to make light of, but they can't survive me as their head football coach? Is that what the texter is implying?
Yeah. TBD.
They can build that up, but I can't. Okay, we're going to find out. Anyway, I said today's the slowest sports day of the year. We do have real sports to talk about today. We're going to get into some Tiger stuff at the All-Star break. Fact or fiction receipts at 6:35. Before the season started, we had some opinions of this baseball team. We'll revisit them.
Some of them are pretty embarrassing.
Some of them are. We'll get to it at 6:35. Some updates on the Scooble thing. I had boots on the ground at the All-Star game. I'll tell you what I was told about the Scooble stuff following yesterday's bombshell from Tom Verducci, what people in the league are saying about the possibility that Tarek Skubal gets traded. We had the All-Star game itself last night. Skubal was good in his inning. Mm-hmm. 10 pitches, perfect, in and out, no trouble, no issues. Much better than Corbin Burns, who had a couple on in the first inning. Not that I was keeping track of that or anything.
Comparing.
Yeah. Riley Green, 0-for-2 at the strikeout, did have a nice play in left field. That's your Tiger All-Star contribution. John, okay. John doesn't know what else to say to that.
Crickets, yeah.
Yep.
Well done.
And we're done with that.
Yeah.
The other news, Brandon Ayuk.
This is a little saucy.
A little saucy. He has officially demanded a trade, John.
That was interesting news. Now, we had heard about a month ago, we did this, where Brandon Ayuk said that, you know, he wasn't wanted. They told him that they didn't want him. Now, I don't...
According to him.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't know that that conversation actually happened. There's, you know, when you hear a conversation, there's obviously two sides to it. And sometimes you hear what you kind of want to hear and you put, you know, one and two together. You're like, well, that to me sounds like they don't want me. They just told me they don't want me. But he's demanded a trade. What does that mean? Will he be traded or will he still be in San Francisco?
My gut says he's playing in San Francisco this year. It could be a Chris Jones situation where there's maybe even a game missed, a holdout ensues, but I don't know why they would trade him. Are they going to get a first round pick? They're chasing a Super Bowl. What the hell does that matter to them, right?
Well, what is their offense without him?
He is a critical component to what they do. And I know they have weapons galore, right? Debo and Christian McCaffrey. And he's the vertical guy. Ayuk's the guy who made up the majority of their 20-plus yard plays in the passing game. The downfield stuff. He was their leading receiver. He's their most reliable guy. He's the one that stretches the field. You lose that, and you're playing a lot of East and West football, which Shanahan's built to do. That offense is built to do. But you're going to miss a key component if they lose Ayuk.
He's what we believe J-Mo will be to the Lions offense. A guy that stretches the field vertically.
So yeah, put it that way. If J-Mo was fully realized, everything we dreamed of and more, that guy is Ayuk for their offense.
Right.
And that's a guy who says, I need out. I want to be traded. He wants to get paid. Clearly they disagree on the amount. There are other teams that will pay him. There are other teams that will call. There will be teams that try to trade for Ayuk. I don't know why the Niners would give up a guy while they're chasing a Super Bowl that they can't replace in season.
The question will be the locker room. What type of guy will he be in the locker room? And, I mean, there's a lot that can go into this discussion and how it affects the Lions. And I think we should delve a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah, we'll do it. I mean, I think there's a question about the NFC and the volatility in the NFC. And the Niners certainly more volatile with this Ayuk stuff. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tiger's receipts coming up at 6:35 in Fact or Fiction. What did we say before the season? Those receipts coming up bottom of the hour. In Heather's news, I imagine we're going to get into the anthem singer from yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, we will.
Before we do that, John, this deal with Ayuk and the Niners, the volatility in the NFC picture, I would say the top NFC teams are the following. The Niners, the Lions, the Eagles, the Cowboys. Agreed? That's the drop-off. I know the Packers are young and they're going to be a problem and all that stuff, but those are the big four. Lions, Niners, Eagles, Cowboys.
Yep.
I would tell you, I think the Lions are on the most secure ground right now, the safest contender of the bunch. Sirianni was on the hot seat in Philadelphia. They lost Kelce and Fletcher Cox, so key leaders on the interior of both lines of scrimmage.
Every time you say Sirianni,
yeah,
my Siri
activates
on my phone.
My point would be I'm bullish on the Eagles, but clearly there's a lot of pressure. Sirianni was on the hot seat last year. Sorry to John's phone. That's going to be an issue for them going into the season. They're on a little bit of rocky, volatile ground. The Cowboys are, quote, all in, but the offseason certainly doesn't back that up. Dak's on the final year of his deal, and McCarthy is on the hot seat if they don't win. And now you throw in Ayuk and the Niners and the trade demands. The Lions are sitting there going, hey, we're just looking forward to playing ball and chasing a title. Everybody else in the NFC picture at the top has some volatility that Detroit doesn't.
I think if you're of those other teams, obviously we're talking about Ayuk and what that means in the locker room, because if he's not traded, he's demanded a trade. He's come out and you know, said that, you know, they don't want me. What is his presence in that locker room going to be? If he gets a sore back, a tight hamstring, is he sitting out at training camp? Is he going to hold out? Now, I've never been mad at guys that hold out. That's a business decision. You take care of your business. This is professional sports. And if you believe that you are due more, you're worth more, then you make your business decision. When you come back, you're going to be welcomed back with open arms. But if you ultimately don't get that contract, what type of attitude is he going to have? Now, I don't think he goes out there and underperforms, because you're still performing for that next contract, but he's not going to play through injuries. He's not going to play at a subpar level that he believes is his level. And if that's the case, how often will he be available to the Niners? And what type of conflict does that create in the locker room? And then you look at Dallas. Like, Dallas is always the wild card, right? Because they've got the whole CeeDee Lamb conversation, his contract versus Dak's contract. And we've already heard from Micah Parsons. Like, he's not a guy that's going to keep his opinions low. If there's a tough loss at the beginning of the season, does he all of a sudden go out to the media and start voicing his opinion? That's part of that problem. I understand the whole Nick Sirianni and his, you know, on the hot seat last year, 1 year, you know, removed from what they did in the playoffs and being a Super Bowl contender. But I think they've addressed some needs. Obviously, offensively with Saquon Barkley, I think they are, you know, locked and loaded and ready to, you know, rock and roll this season. But the Detroit Lions, the only unsettled business in my mind, and I mad respect for Brad Holmes and how he has conducted business and the way that Dan Campbell has projected that leadership to his players that says, hey, we're going to take care of the business side of this outside the media. We're not going to talk about contracts. We're not going to talk about anything that's going on, is Aleem McNeil.
Right.
It's only unsettled question. Other than that.
Well, it feels pretty settled. He's going to play this year and he's going to either earn an extension or he's not.
Well, yeah, and so we haven't heard from him. Well, they don't want me. I want to demand a trade. I'm in the last year of my deal.
There's no holdout threats or anything like that. No, the Lions, and this is a great thing, they're just going about their business. Everybody else has some volatility atop the NFC title picture. The Lions do not. It's a beautiful thing. We think they're good enough on paper. Then you throw on the fact that there are no distractions. Everybody else has something bubbling up to the surface right now. For the Niners, Ayuk, I don't think he'll be traded. My prediction is it'll be kind of like a Chris Jones thing, where if it drags into the season, it won't drag very long. He'll be playing at the end of the year in meaningful games. And Chris Jones still won the Super Bowl. So it's the cautionary tale. It's not like the Niners are going away. Mm-hmm. I think he'll still play this season in San Francisco. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So we talked about Ingrid Andress a lot yesterday. This is the young country singer who went viral for butchering the anthem during the Home Run Derby. Well, now she has spoken out, and she revealed on Tuesday that the reason for her poor performance was the fact that she was drunk, and she says she is now going to be checking herself into rehab. So on social media, she said, quote, well, not quite quote. I'm not going to BS y'all. She didn't say BS, so I can't quite quote it. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to Major League Baseball, all the fans, and this country, which I love so much, for that rendition. I'll let you all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun.
You know what? I hope she gets, if that's what she needs, I hope that she gets the help she needs.
You asked the question, should we feel bad for making fun of her yesterday?
Yes.
At the end of the day, she showed up drunk to a pretty high-profile gig. She deserved to
everything
receive criticism.
Yeah.
Now, we, of course, hope she gets the help that she needs.
Yes. And actually, if this is the truth and she does
legitimate,
suffer
yeah.
from a substance abuse problem, then this could have been the best thing that has happened to her, is the fact that she went viral for this and now is going to get the help. Maybe this was her moment she needed to get the help that she actually needs.
So, her intervention.
You know, sure. I was reading lots of comments on social media and a lot of people don't care.
Yes. That's not the place to go for mental health. Help.
No, right.
No. So the jury deciding the fate of a man accused of killing Detroit Synagogue President Samantha Wall has one more day to reach a verdict before a mistrial is declared. So on Tuesday, the jury ended its fourth day of deliberations, still deadlocked, and they're going to come back for just one more day on Thursday. And the judge asked if another day of deliberations could lead to more movement towards a verdict. And some of the juries nodded, like, "Yeah, yeah, we're on the verge of a breakthrough, basically." And the other half said, "No way." So we'll see what one more day will do. The jury has already dedicated more than 20 hours, and Thursday will be their fifth day of deliberations. The suspect has maintained that his innocence. Right? He says he didn't kill Wall, but he was in the area of her home the night that she was murdered, and he did see her body. He says he was returning to the area to retrieve a backpack that he'd stolen earlier in the night. When he saw her, he touched her neck and realized that she was dead. And he says he didn't notify the police because he was afraid her murder would be pinned on him. So
that's a messy situation.
Yep. This could be a messy situation that was stopped. An odd odor from a traveler's bag at Detroit Metro Airport led Customs and Border Protection's agents to 90 snails.
Oh, what?
So a traveler from Ghana was referred for a secondary inspection after declaring some various prohibited items. There was some like beef skin and fresh peppers. And then they didn't say that they had dozens of these invasive giant snails with them, and they are about 3 to 6 inches long. They're found in this like tied woven bag. But authorities say that even though these snails were intended to be eaten, they can cause a lot of problems if they get out into the environment.
Oh, sure. I saw a picture of one of these, like where somebody was holding it with a glove on, and it was literally as big as this person's hand.
And they grow. They get larger and larger. The more they eat, they're nasty.
I didn't know snails got that big.
And not all snails,
only
but
the ones from Ghana.
These were African land snails. So these particular snails get quite large.
Let me rephrase it. I didn't know that any snails.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Got that big.
Finally, Amazon Prime Day is here. Actually, it's almost done.
Yeah.
It ends tonight. And this is a big yearly event that a lot of people look forward to. Get a lot of things and get them at a savings, right? Well, it also means that a lot more packages are getting stolen because porch pirates are taking advantage of these days. And law enforcement officials across the country want customers to protect themselves from these porch pirates. The Southfield police chief says you just have to be vigilant on this day. If you're not going to be home, find a trusted neighbor that could maybe pick up these packages for you. Utilize your Ring doorbell. Talk to people. Yeah. Keep an eye on it. You could have your packages delivered to your work if they allow that. Or you can get these like lock boxes that you can put on your porch where the packages could be delivered right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's
just
a lot of, yeah.
Keep your eye out.
But the uniqueness of the timing of Amazon Prime Day is completely different meaning for me now, because Lucy is going off to college and outfitting a dorm room because there's no more Bed Bath and Beyond.
No.
And so now all of the students are stocking up online, and she was waiting for yesterday to get some of the things that she needed for her dorm room.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, she got it at a great savings. So
watch those packages.
Mm-hmm.
It's Heather with the news. 7:02, a golfer.
Always got my eye on it.
That's good.
7:02, a golfer says Tiger should retire. He responds, fires back. We'll get to it top of the hour. Coming up next, Tiger's Fact or Fiction Receipts, 97.1. MLB All-Star Game last night. We are officially at the midpoint of the season. And now we have a chance to look back at what we thought the Tigers were going to be before the first game. How about some receipts from Fact or Fiction? So Greg did the work. He went back through and he has pulled receipts. These are our opinions from the eve of the season. Fact or Fiction? Greg, take it away.
Okay, the first topic, the Tigers would have a winning record. John, Mr. Sunshine and Rayballs, maybe you should be coaching Hawaii. You said fact. Costa, you said this was fiction. The verdict, they are currently 47-50. Their live over-under said it's 79.5 wins for the season. They would need a 35-30 second half of the season to go over.
John, what were you thinking?
Oh, well, I'm thinking that they're going to be right there at 500, and the big question is going to be, what do they do at the trade deadline? That's going to be very pivotal in whether or not they make the over, because the over or under, we set it at 80.5, and it was, I took the over. And then it was, now it's not 79.5. I don't know. I'm still holding tight to that.
The Tigers will win the AL Central. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, you said that was fiction. The verdict, there's more season to go, but they're 12 games back. Currently plus 10,000 odds to win the AL Central.
Yeah, I feel pretty solid in that one.
Me
that's,
too.
That's not going to bite us.
We got this.
Yeah.
Here's a big one. Tarek Skubal will win the AL Cy Young Award. John, you said this was fiction. And Costa's response? We've got an audio daily double.
Ouch.
So there is season left to go, and he's still got to do it. However, he is currently the betting favorite to win the AL Cy Young. And not only that, he is at minus odds. It is minus 130 for Skubal to win the AL Cy Young.
Yeah, at the risk of jinxing him. This is one, I'm not doing well in these by any stretch of the imagination. The most obvious one, that they're not going to win the Central, right? Okay, that was...
You nailed it.
That was, yep, nailed it. The rest of them, man, I'm doing... this is bad.
No matter how poorly the Tigers start out in April, John will, quote, let it play out. John, you said fact. Costa, you also said fact. To me, the verdict is not applicable. The Tigers did not start poorly in April. They finished 17-13 after April. So, really? No action.
No action.
Yeah.
Cole Keith hits 20-plus home runs. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, we've got another audio daily double. All right, Cole Keith has 9 home runs in 86 games. So, not out of the realm of possibility, but he's got to really pick it up in the second half.
Yeah, but he's picked it up, obviously, in July. Was it 5 home runs in July?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, he's not going to keep that pace, but I'm not going to call you crazy for thinking that he gets to that 20-plus number. In fact, I'll even give you the push at 20.
Everybody knows I've always had Cole Keith's back.
11 home runs. Right. 11 home runs to go in 65 games.
Fiction!
Oh, don't worry, John. Crazy, that's coming up.
Oh. Ugh.
I don't even... Spencer Torkelson, 40-plus home runs. John, oh, it's another audio daily double.
Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think pressure got to him. I don't know that pressure affects him at all. I can't believe, I mean, this is horrific.
Now, John, you did say he's all or nothing.
Yeah.
That
so we got nothing.
Accurate?
Yeah. Yes. I think he's going to, I said fact, and he's not even on the ball club.
Costa did say fiction, although he did predict about a 30 home run season out of Torque.
But I wasn't as wrong as John, which is most important.
The verdict, I will mark it extremely unlikely. Look, if this were Vegas, we wouldn't give you your money yet. But if this was in the middle of an NCAA tournament game, we'd advance them in the bracket. He's got 4 home runs in 54 games. Jim will administer a third strike to Scott Harris in the season. John says that is fact. Jim Costa says that is fiction. Verdict? To be determined.
Yeah.
Hey, he could give him strike three tomorrow, could give him September 1st, and he could not the entire season.
The amount of times that we have to hear about Chapman and Martinez and list of bats they could have added, I kind of feel like he hasn't come out and said strike three, but I think it's assumed.
Parker Meadows will lead the team in stolen bases. John, fact. Costa said that was fact. The verdict. He currently has 4 stolen bases. Still tied for 5th on the team. Wenzel Perez and Zach McKinstry co-lead with 7 each.
So he could do it.
He 100% could do it. He is the guy, if he can find ways to get on base. And, I mean, I think this, it's not like it's out of the out of reach.
Well, they don't run. That's the takeaway there. 7 is the team
lead. Parker Meadows is the guy that would be able to do it.
And he could get 10 and lead the team in stolen bases.
Jackson Joe will make his major league debut in 2024. John, fiction. Costa, you said fiction. Hey, just like the Scott Harris strike three, to be determined.
Yeah, TBD.
Could pitch Friday, could be September 1st, could be September 26th, could be never this year.
I still don't think that he gets that opportunity, that call up this year. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I think that they're going to take their time and wait.
Cary Carpenter will be 2nd on the team in home runs, and then it was also added in behind Torque. Which is not going to happen. But the spirit of the question is, will he finish 2nd in home run? John, you said fiction and said Parker Meadows. Yep. Jim Costa, you said fact. Cary Carpenter is currently 4th on the team in home runs with 8. Vierling is 2nd with 12. Riley Green leads with 17.
Yep. We don't know if Carpenter's coming back anytime soon. So that's not going to happen.
Torque is tied for 10th on the team with 4.
Yes, right ahead of Parker Meadows with 3.
This is not good for you.
Javi Baez will play 130 games played. John, you said fact. Jim, you said fact. Not for the reasons that you guys said, but this is a bet that has been paid. The ticket's been cashed. It is fiction.
Yep, can't make it.
38 games missed for Javi Baez. He cannot make it to 130 on the season.
It's hard to predict an injury. We both thought they were going to be forced to play him because they're paying him.
Yes, and you guys thought that they wouldn't be bought out. He would still be playing.
Yeah.
Last one. The Tigers will be buyers at the trade deadline. John, you said fiction. Costa, you put this as fiction. The verdict? To be determined. They are likely sellers, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely sellers at, I don't even know if you want to say at best, or, I mean, maybe they stand pat because they don't get what they want with Flaherty, or they actually, I don't know, could they be classified as buyers if they extend Flaherty? Because they're buying another year.
You're getting kind of cute, but sure, it depends what else they do. If that's the only move they do, then that's sure.
I mean, that you could say that's a part of it, but. I mean, standing pat is obviously not buyers, but there's no way that they go out and try and find a bat at this time to help this team.
No, they won't. John, how do you feel you did?
I don't know. I know. I did terribly.
Well, how about this? Before they start the second half, later this week, we'll do a second half factor fiction, which definitely won't be used against you later in the year.
Hopefully I'll use more common sense. Hope is not a strategy, and I used a lot of hope.
Torque 40 home runs. It's Factor Fiction 97.1. Dive into the best pool in history. It's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Even the sports fans that think Torkelson would hit 40 home runs this season. Chill in one of the 6 pools, 3 different levels, always a perfect view of that 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football or really any games. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got cozy day beds, private cabanas, Lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your place today. If you're looking ahead to football season, what are we going to do? Plan a weekend, plan a getaway, and make your plans today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. The British Open starts this week. Tiger Woods will play.
Supposed to just say the Open?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it more pretentious?
Yeah. The Open. I think you know, the Elite.
The Open.
Yes.
Is this week.
Thank you.
Should Tiger retire? One of his fellow golfers says yes. We'll get to it at 7:02. All-Star Game was yesterday in baseball. We talked about the Scooble stuff. It seemed to make its way. I mean, everybody on the station was talking about it yesterday, the Tom Verducci stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Texting a buddy who was at the All-Star game. He was down at batting practice. And he said it's something that everybody was whispering about. The potential that Tarek Skubal gets traded. And I'm like, well, go ahead. Tell me what you're hearing. I mean, this is an ironclad, but what are people whispering about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said that Jackson Holliday would absolutely be the centerpiece of a Tarek Skubal trade.
Okay.
Which we had discussed yesterday. Yeah. I think that's a given. And I said, well, what about Basalo, the catcher? What about, Mayo? And he said he wasn't sure on more specifics, but he said both sides are open to it from what he overheard. Now, I don't think Scott Harris was whispering in his ear, but clearly MLB people are discussing this as a real possibility that the Tigers and the Orioles could get a deal done with Jackson Holliday as the centerpiece. It's more real than maybe people realized 48 hours ago.
Well, so... Now, we need...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
MLB All-Star Game last night. We are officially at the midpoint of the season, and now we have a chance to look back at what we thought the Tigers were going to be before the first game. How about some receipts from Fact or Fiction? So Greg did the work. He went back through, and he has pulled receipts. These are our opinions from the eve of the season. Fact or Fiction? Greg, take it away.
Okay, the first topic, the Tigers would have a winning record. John, Mr. Sunshine and Rayballs, maybe you should be coaching Hawaii. You said fact, Costa. You said this was fiction. The verdict, they are currently 47-50. Their live over-under said it's 79.5 wins for the season. They would need a 35-30 second half of the season to go over.
John, what were you thinking?
Oh, well, I'm thinking that they're going to be right there at 500 and... The big question is going to be, what do they do at the trade deadline? That's going to be very pivotal in whether or not they make the over, because the over or under, we set it at 80.5, and it was, I took the over. And then it was, now it's not 79.5. I don't know. I'm still holding tight to that.
The Tigers will win the AL Central. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, you said that was fiction. The verdict, there's more season to go, but they're 12 games back. Currently plus 10,000 odds to win the AL Central.
Yeah, I feel pretty solid in that one.
Me
that's,
too.
That's not going to bite us.
We got this.
Yeah.
Here's a big one. Tarek Skubal will win the AL Cy Young Award. John, you said this was fiction. And Costa's response? We've got an audio daily double.
Ouch.
So there is season left to go, and he's still got to do it. However, he is currently the betting favorite to win the AL Cy Young. And not only that, he is at minus odds. It is minus 130 for Skubal to win the AL Cy Young.
Yeah, at the risk of jinxing him, this is one. I'm not doing well in these by any stretch of the imagination. The most obvious one that they're not going to win the Central, right? Okay, that was...
You nailed it.
That was, yep, nailed it. The rest of them... Man, I'm doing. This is bad.
No matter how poorly the Tigers start out in April, John will, quote, let it play out. John, you said fact. Costa, you also said fact. To me, the verdict is not applicable. The Tigers did not start poorly in April. They finished 17-13 after April. So, really? No action.
No action.
Yeah.
Cole Keith hits 20-plus home runs. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, we've got another audio daily double. All right, Cole Keith has 9 home runs in 86 games. So, not out of the realm of possibility, but he's got to really pick it up in the second half.
Yeah, but he's picked it up, obviously, in July. Was it 5 home runs in July?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, he's not going to keep that pace, but I'm not going to call you crazy for thinking that he gets to that 20-plus number. In fact, I'll even give you the push at 20.
Everybody knows I've always had Cole Keith's back.
11 home runs. Right. 11 home runs to go in 65 games.
Fiction!
Oh, don't worry, John. Crazy, that's coming up.
Oh. Ugh.
I don't even... Spencer Torkelson, 40-plus home runs. John, oh, it's another audio daily double.
Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think pressure got to him. I don't know that pressure affects him at all. This is horrific.
Now, John, you did say he's all or nothing.
Yeah.
That
so we got
that
nothing.
Accurate?
Yeah. Yes. I think he's going to, I said fact, and he's not even on the ball club.
Costa did say fiction, although he did predict about a 30 home run season out of Torque.
But I wasn't as wrong as John, which is most important.
The verdict, I will mark it extremely unlikely. Look, if this were Vegas, we wouldn't give you your money yet. But if this was in the middle of an NCAA tournament game, we'd advance him in the bracket. He's got 4 home runs in 54 games. Jim will administer a third strike to Scott Harris in the season. John says that is fact. Jim Costa says that is fiction. Verdict? To be determined.
Yeah.
Hey, he could give him strike 3 tomorrow, could give him September 1st, and he could not the entire season.
The amount of times that we have to hear about Chapman and Martinez and list of bats they could have added, I kind of feel like he hasn't come out and said strike 3, but I think it's assumed.
Parker Meadows will lead the team in stolen bases. John, fact. Costa said that was fact. The verdict. He currently has 4 stolen bases, still tied for 5th on the team. Wenzel Perez and Zach McKinstry co-lead with 7 each.
So he could do it.
He 100% could do it. He is the guy, if he can find ways to get on base. And, I mean, I think this, it's not like it's out of the out of reach.
Well, they don't run. That's the takeaway there. 7 is the team
lead. Parker Meadows is the guy that would be able to do it.
And he could get 10 and lead the team in stolen bases.
Jackson Joe will make his major league debut in 2024. John, fiction. Costa, you said fiction. Hey, just like the Scott Harris strike 3, to be determined.
Yeah, TBD.
Could pitch Friday, could be September 1st, could be September 26th, Could be never this year.
I still don't think that he gets that opportunity, that call up this year. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I think that they're going to take their time and wait.
Cary Carpenter will be second on the team in home runs, and then it was also added in behind Torque, which is not going to happen. But the spirit of the question is, will he finish second in home run? John, you said fiction and said Parker Meadows. Yep. Jim Costa, you said fact. Cary Carpenter is currently fourth on the team in home runs with 8. Vierling is second with 12. Riley Green leads with 17.
Yep. We don't know if Carpenter's coming back anytime soon. So that's not going to happen.
Torque is tied for 10th on the team with 4.
Yes, right ahead of Parker Meadows with 3.
This is not good for you.
Javi Baez will play 130 games played. John, you said fact. Jim, you said fact. Not for the reasons that you guys said, but this is a bet that has been paid. The ticket's been cashed. It is fiction.
Yep, can't make it.
38 games missed for Javi Baez. He cannot make it to 130 on the season.
It's hard to predict an injury. We both thought they were going to be forced to play him because they're paying him.
Yes, and you guys thought that they wouldn't be bought out. He would still be playing.
Yep.
Last one. The Tigers will be buyers at the trade deadline. John, you said fiction. Costa, you put this as fiction. The verdict? To be determined. They are likely sellers, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, likely sellers at, I don't even know if you want to say at best, or, I mean, maybe they stand pat because they don't get what they want with Flaherty, or they actually, I don't know, could they be classified as buyers if they extend Flaherty? Because they're buying another year.
You're getting kind of cute, but sure, it depends what else they do. If that's the only move they do, then that's sure.
I mean, that you could say that's a part of it, but I mean, standing pat is obviously not buyers, but there's no way that they go out and try and find a bat at this time to help this team.
No, they won't. John, how do you feel you did?
I don't know. Well, I know. I did terribly.
Well, how about this? Before they start the second half, later this week, we'll do a second half fact or fiction, which definitely won't be used against you later in the year.
Hopefully I'll use more common sense. Hope is not a strategy, and I used a lot of hope.
Torque, 40 home runs. It's fact or fiction, 97-1. Dive into the best pool in history. It's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Even the sports fans that think Torkelson would hit 40 home runs this season. Chill in one of the 6 pools, 3 different levels, always a perfect view of that 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, or really any games. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got cozy day beds, private cabanas, lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your place today. If you're looking ahead to football season, what are we going to do? Plan a weekend, plan a getaway, and make your plans today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. The British Open starts this week. Tiger Woods will play.
Supposed to just say the Open?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it more pretentious?
Yeah. The Open. I think you know, the Elite.
The Open.
Yes.
Is this week.
Thank you.
Should Tiger retire? One of his fellow golfers says yes. We'll get to it at 7:02. All-Star Game was yesterday in baseball. We talked about the Scooble stuff. It seemed to make its way. I mean, everybody on the station was talking about it yesterday. The Tom Verducci stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Texting a buddy who's at the All-Star game. He was down at batting practice, and he said it's something that everybody was whispering about, the potential that Tarek Skubal gets traded. And I'm like, well, go ahead, tell me what you're hearing. I mean, this is an ironclad, but what are people whispering about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said that Jackson Holliday would absolutely be the centerpiece of a Tarek Skubal trade.
Okay.
Which we had discussed yesterday. Yep. I think that's a given. And I said, well, what about Basalo, the catcher? What about, Mayo? And he said he wasn't sure on more specifics, but he said both sides are open to it from what he overheard. Now, I don't think Scott Harris was whispering in his ear, but clearly MLB people are discussing this as a real possibility that the Tigers and the Orioles could get a deal done with Jackson Holliday as the centerpiece. It's more real than maybe people realized 48 hours ago.
Well, so now we need, if it's going to be a little bit more real, and we're going to have to talk about this in, you know, realistic terms, we need to, you know, think about this from Baltimore's point of view. I do agree that this would be the likely trade partner in regards to what they can provide the Tigers and what the Tigers need most if they were to give up Skubal. And how could they get a Juan Soto return? Not that you're going to get, you know, there's no guarantee on any of these prospects actually paying off like it has for the Nationals, but is there an opportunity with Holliday? We had talked yesterday that it has to be Bassalo and Mayo. I don't think it's both. I think it's Holliday and one or the other. So, but I also think there are, okay, it's one or the other of their top prospects, but you're going to have to throw in three and four. There's going to be more players involved, but they're going to be further down the list and further away from making an impact at the major league level.
The text I got says the idea isn't being shut down. And I said, by the Tigers? Because that was the thing. Like, is Harris or the Tigers serious about this? And he said it's not being shut down by either side. Orioles feel like their window is now and they have the depth and ability to scout. Tigers feel like a Juan Soto-like return doesn't slow down their timeline and may actually speed it up. Well, that's the comparison everybody's making, is the Juan Soto deal, where you didn't get one or two players back, you got a treasure trove back. And most of those guys are now with the big league club. That's the thought if you get a Jackson Holliday plus Bassalo or Mayo, you're getting at least two guys who are major league bats in 2025 and could be major league bats at the end of this season. So you're getting a couple guys who are part of the 25 Tigers, hitters, everyday players. With the case of Holliday, he's a legacy. I mean, his dad was, I believe, an RBI leader at one point, I think seven-time All-Star, and that was as an outfielder. If his kid is 80% of that hitter and plays shortstop, there's a lot to salivate over. And then the idea of Mayo, he can play third or first. He may end up getting pushed over to first. But as we know, Torkelson's far from a given at first. You need someone who has some pop and some power. He has 20-plus home runs in AAA. He's hitting 300 in AAA. The adjustment will be real no matter when he makes the transition. But if there's a guy that can play either of the corners on the infield for a team that doesn't have right now anybody playing either corner of the infield, there's some appeal to him.
So I guess the question then becomes, other than, you know, do the Tigers do this or not? Should they do it or not? We're going to debate that all the way up until the 30th, until the deadline actually happens. But which one of those guys outside of Holliday would you prefer?
I think Mayo. I mean, again, we're talking about guys in AA and AAA, and I certainly don't feel like definitive about it. But I like a guy who can play third potentially, but also someone who could play first. And I know Bassalo's a catcher. But a lot of those guys on the knees, they eventually get bumped over to first anyway. So who's the guy that you think is the better hitter? And if it's Mayo, I'll take the better hitter.
Yeah, I think if you're just simply looking for bats, guys that are going to be able to make an impact at the plate, I would go with Mayo as well. I would be okay with either one. And, I mean, it would be obvious that the Tigers could they use an upgraded third base? Sure. Could they use an upgraded first base? Yes. Could they use an upgraded catcher? Yes. And is it harder to find a catcher with the bat,
yes,
that Bassalo has versus Mayo at third or first?
Right, but so the difference is Basalo's in AA and he's hitting .274 with 12 home runs.
Right.
So Mayo, at least at this point,
is a little bit more ready,
further
yes.
along and maybe even projects to be better. Now, if you play catcher and you hit even a little bit, it's a big deal.
It's a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus, but it's not an expectation of the position. I think what makes it so interesting is the Orioles have no need for him. They have Adley Rutschman, who was in the All-Star game last night. So he's a guy they should be putting out there onto the market to upgrade, whether it's Skubal or somebody else.
Well, and here's the thing about Mayo is if he can actually be a third baseman, it takes the pressure off of, you know, some other prospects. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, Chase Young. And you could put him back over at second if you want to put Keith at first. Or, I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of, it gives you flexibility and it gives you just more bats on the infield, and it gives you a chance to get much better defensively as well.
Some ticket text coming in. I'm on board, or was on board, with the Scooble trade until I saw him wearing the buffs and he had the watch on, and he's a Detroiter for life, is what the ticket texter says.
Okay, well, the buffs are, I mean, that it looks cool, but it's about winning ball games, and it's about how can this Tiger team get back to, and maybe they're playing respectable ball right now, but respectability ultimately is how are you competing to get into the playoffs? I don't think they ultimately find a way to compete for a playoff spot this year, and you've got to find a way to continue to get better.
Their best path to the playoffs in 25 is Scooble on the roster, rather than, you know, taking guys who are going to be in their first year of big league experience, whether that's Holiday or Basalo or Mayo. Those guys will be in their first full year in the bigs in 25. Their best chance to make the playoffs next year is still with Scooble. Their considerations have to be beyond next year. And that's where but that's what gets so interesting. Is Scooble here beyond 25, 26? And if he is, great, I'm keeping him, I'm building around him. If he's not, this is the time where you go to the Orioles and say, do you want to win a World Series? And how bad do you want a World Series? And can we extort you for several of your top prospects? They have three in the top 15 in all of baseball. We talked about getting all three. I'd be asking for all three right now. When you get closer to the deadline, do you cave and take two? If it's the two you want and you're still getting some other dudes in their system, maybe that's the deal that ends up happening.
But don't leave out the Yankees, because they're a team that there is no greater pressure to win a World Series right now than in New York with that payroll, with what they've done. Don't underestimate their need for a left-handed starter like Scooble, a stud like Scooble. And you might, it's all going to come down to, I think, pressure and building the market. This is where Scott Harris really needs to, you can get one of those strikes back maybe, or get a ball, like you said, in regards to how can you maximize the return. If you're going to sell Scooble, how do you maximize that return? And I think there's three that you could utilize. It is obviously Baltimore. Seems the most likely.
The preference.
The Dodgers, who have that want. We saw they're beat up. They're beat up in their pitching rotation. I just don't know that they could put enough together to make it enticing enough to get Scooble. And then it's the Yankees, who they do have some assets. You might actually get a proven bat from their lineup to be able to, you know, make that deal happen. So it's all about how can Scott Harris, if he decides to ultimately sell Scooble, maximize the return.
Texter says, I can't take John seriously after talking about Spencer Torkelson hitting 40 home runs in a season.
I know. It's kind of hard to take myself seriously after that.
This one says, Scooble and Javi. Send Javi in the deal for Holiday and Mayo. Then we don't need any more prospects. Just take our garbage. Baltimore has a low payroll. I don't think they want any part of Javi. And now there's another one says, Mayo and Holiday for Scooble straight up. I would drive Scooble to Baltimore myself. So people are becoming more aware and more open to the possibility. It was heavily discussed yesterday at the All-Star game. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods and the idea of, do we need to see Tiger Woods anymore? One of his fellow golfers says, enough's enough. It's 97.1. The British Open starts this week. Tiger Woods will play.
Supposed to just say the Open?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it more pretentious?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. The Elite.
The Open.
Yes.
Is this week.
Thank you.
Should Tiger retire? One of his fellow golfers says yes. We'll get to it at 7:02. All-Star game was yesterday in baseball. We talked about the Scooble stuff. It seemed to make its way. I mean, everybody on the station was talking about it yesterday, the Tom Verducci stuff. Texting a buddy who was at the All-Star game. He was down at batting practice, and he said it's something that everybody was whispering about, the potential that Tarek Skubal gets traded. And I'm like, well, go ahead, tell me what you're hearing. I mean, this is an ironclad, but what are people whispering about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said that Jackson Holiday would absolutely be the centerpiece of a Tarek Skubal trade.
Okay.
Which we had discussed yesterday. Yep. I think that's a given. And I said, well, what about Basalo, the catcher? What about, you know, Mayo? And he said he wasn't sure on more specifics, but he said both sides are open to it from what he overheard. Now, I don't think Scott Harris was whispering in his ear, but clearly MLB people are discussing this as a real possibility that the Tigers and the Orioles could get a deal done with Jackson Holliday as the centerpiece. It's more real than maybe people realized 48 hours ago.
Well, so now we need, if it's going to be a little bit more real, and we're going to have to talk about this in, you know, realistic terms, we need to, you know, think about this from Baltimore's point of view. I do agree that this would be the likely trade partner in regards to what they can provide the Tigers and what the Tigers need most if they were to give up Skubal. And how could they get a Juan Soto return? Not that you're going to get, you know, there's no guarantee on any of these prospects actually paying off like it has for the Nationals, but is there an opportunity with it with Holliday? We had talked yesterday that it has to be Bisalo and Mayo. I don't think it's both. I think it's Holliday and one or the other. So, but I also think there are, okay, it's one or the other of their top prospects, but you're going to have to throw in three and four. There's going to be more players involved, but they're going to be further down the list and further away from making an impact at the major league level.
The text I got says the idea isn't being shut down. And I said, by the Tigers? Because that was the thing. Like, is Harris or the Tigers serious about this? And he said, it's not being shut down by either side. Orioles feel like their window is now and they have the depth and ability to scout. Tigers feel like a Juan Soto-like return doesn't slow down their timeline and may actually speed it up. Well, that's the comparison everybody's making, is the Juan Soto deal, where you didn't get one or two players back, you got a treasure trove back. And most of those guys are now with the big league club. That's the thought if you get a Jackson Holliday plus Bisalo or Mayo, you're getting at least two guys who are major league bats in 2025 and could be major league bats at the end of this season. So you're getting a couple guys who are part of the 25 Tigers, hitters, everyday players. With the case of Holliday, he's a legacy. I mean, his dad was, I believe, an RBI leader at one point, I think seven-time All-Star. And that was as an outfielder. If his kid is 80% of that hitter and plays shortstop, there's a lot to salivate over. And then the idea of Mayo, he can play third or first. He may end up getting pushed over to first. But as we know, Torkelson's far from a given at first. You need someone who has some pop and some power. He has 20-plus home runs in AAA. He's hitting 300 in AAA. The adjustment will be real no matter when he makes the transition. But if there's a guy that can play either of the corners on the infield for a team that doesn't have right now anybody playing either corner of the infield, there's some appeal to him.
So I guess the question then becomes, other than, you know, do the Tigers do this or not? Should they do it or not? We're going to debate that all the way up until the 30th, until the deadline actually happens. But which one of those guys outside of Holliday would you prefer?
I think Mayo. I mean, again, we're talking about guys in AA and AAA, and I certainly don't feel like definitive about it. But I like a guy who can play third potentially, but also someone who could play first. And I know Bisalo is a catcher, but a lot of those guys on the knees, they eventually get bumped over to first anyway. So who's the guy that you think is the better hitter? And if it's Mayo, I'll take the better hitter.
Yeah, I think if you're just simply looking for bats, guys that are going to be able to make an impact at the plate, I would go with Mayo as well. I would be okay with either one. And, I mean, it would be obvious that the Tigers could... Could they use an upgraded third base? Sure. Could they use an upgraded first base? Yes. Could they use an upgraded catcher? Yes. And is it harder to find a catcher with the bat?
Yes.
That Bisalo has versus Mayo at third or first?
Right. But so the difference is Basalo's in double A and he's hitting 274 with 12 home runs.
Right.
So Mayo, at least at this point, the
is a little bit more ready,
further
yes.
along and maybe even projects to be better. Now, if you play catcher and you hit even a little bit, it's a big deal.
It's a plus.
Yeah. It's a plus, but it's not an expectation of the position. I think what makes it so interesting is the Orioles have no need for him. They have Adley Rutschman, who was in the All-Star game last night. So he's a guy they should be putting out there onto the market to upgrade, whether it's Skubal or somebody else.
Well, and here's the thing about Mayo is if he can actually be a third baseman, it takes the pressure off of, you know, some other prospects. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, Chase Young, and you could put him back over at second if you want to put Keith at first. Or, I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of, it gives you flexibility and it gives you just more bats on the infield and it gives you a chance to get much better defensively as well.
Some ticket text coming in. I'm on board, or was on board, with the Scooble trade until I saw him wearing the Buffs and he had the watch on. And he's a Detroiter for life, is what the ticket texter says.
Okay. Well, the Buffs are, I mean, it looks cool, but it's about winning ball games, and it's about how can this Tiger team get back to, and maybe they're playing respectable ball right now, but respectability ultimately is how are you competing to get into the playoffs? I don't think they ultimately find a way to compete for a playoff spot this year, and you've got to find a way to continue to get better.
Their best path to the playoffs in 25 is Scooble on the roster, rather than, you know, taking guys who are going to be in their first year of big league experience, whether that's Holiday or Basalo or Mayo. Those guys will be in their first full year in the bigs in 25. Their best chance to make the playoffs next year is still with Scooble. Their considerations have to be beyond next year.
There's
and that's where this
though.
And that but that's what gets so interesting. Is Scooble here beyond 25-26? And if he is, great, I'm keeping him, I'm building around him. If he's not, this is the time where you go to the Orioles and say, do you want to win a World Series? And how bad do you want a World Series? And can we extort you for several of your top prospects? They have three in the top 15 in all of baseball. We talked about getting all three. I'd be asking for all three right now. When you get closer to the deadline, do you cave and take two? If it's the two you want and you're still getting some other dudes in their system, maybe that's the deal that ends up happening.
But don't leave out the Yankees, because they're a team that there is no greater pressure to win a World Series right now than in New York with that payroll, with what they've done. Don't underestimate their need for a left-handed starter like Scooble, a stud like Scooble. And you might, it's all going to come down to, I think, pressure and building the market. This is where Scott Harris really needs to, you can get one of those strikes back maybe, or get a ball, like you said, in regards to how can you maximize the return. If you're going to sell Scooble, how do you maximize that return? And I think there's three that you could utilize. It is obviously Baltimore. Seems the most likely.
The preference.
The Dodgers, who have that want. We saw they're beat up. They're beat up in their pitching rotation. I just don't know that they could put enough together to make it enticing enough to get Scooble. And then it's the Yankees, who they do have some assets. You might actually get a proven bat from their lineup to be able to, you know, make that deal happen. So it's all about how can Scott Harris, if he decides to ultimately sell Scooble, maximize the return.
Texter says, I can't take John seriously after talking about Spencer Torkelson hitting 40 home runs in a season.
I know. It's kind of hard to take myself seriously after that.
This one says, Scooble and Javi. Send Javi in the deal for Holiday and Mayo. Then we don't need any more prospects. Just take our garbage. Baltimore has a low payroll. I don't think they want any part of Javi. And now there's another one says, Mayo and Holiday for Scooble straight up. I would drive Scooble to Baltimore myself. So people are becoming more aware and more open to the possibility. It was heavily discussed yesterday at the All-Star game. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods and the idea of, do we need to see Tiger Woods anymore? One of his fellow golfers says, enough's enough. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.